And there's another enemy. And that enemy is the immigrant. It's not accidental, I don't think, that as this rhetoric, this anti-crime rhetoric developed, as the anti-welfare rhetoric developed, an anti-immigrant rhetoric also developed. You know, keep the borders closed, prevent the... And you see, it's interesting. It's not just a question of preventing people from other countries from coming to the U.S. and trying to establish a life here. It's a question of presenting certain kinds of people, people from certain countries, people from third world countries, people from Central America, people from Asia. I read a study that indicated that actually the largest number of illegal, quote, illegal immigrants come from European countries. But no one ever considers the possibility that a white person could be an illegal. I mean, I know quite a number of illegal people, you know, from places like Britain and France, who come in on student visas and decide to stay. And they don't even feel threatened. I mean, it's interesting. They are not even afraid of the INS. Whereas people who are, quote, legal citizens, but who look as if they might come from another country, fear what the INS might do to them, or that if they don't have their ID with them, that they might get deported. So isn't it interesting that in all three of these examples that I've given, the figures are clearly racialized figures? And I think that there's a structural connection between the demonization of the immigrant and the criminalization of populations of color in this country.